talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song, originally by the Beatles and covered by the late Tina Turner, Get Back. And I do want to clarify we air a different clip from a different home theme song each week. You'd be surprised how many songs there are out there that mention the word home in them. And I think it's only eclipsed by songs about drinking and love and then home. But that's just my opinion. But we did want to recognize the passing of Tina Turner with this week's home theme song, a cover she did after the Beatles originally did it, Get Back. And I'm not a huge Tina Turner fan. A little cheesy for me, watching all those MTV videos in the 80s and such. But boy, what a hardworking lady. I mean she was touring and recording in her 80s, and even as late as like 2021, she was still recording, which is pretty cool. She did had that documentary on HBO also. Sorry to hear about Tina Turner's passing. And you also heard a clip from the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home as well. So, and special thanks to today's show producer Paige Taylor. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with a couple of home experts here in the Charleston area. First of all, Stacy Lance with Imagine Home. And Stacy is an interior designer. And she has, by this summer, she has two showrooms right now. And by this summer, she'll have an additional two for a total of four brick and mortar showrooms that you can stop in and find all sorts of great things for your home. And they have a very interesting program where they will assign you an interior designer so that you're not just buying objects and on your own to try to figure out how to make your home look its best. They actually help you with all of that. So very interesting interview there. And then also we've got a very interesting interview with Jared Dean with Fix-It 24/7. And Fix-It 24/7, they bought out Airmax heating and air conditioning about a year ago, and have transformed the company from AirMax into Fix It 24/7. And you've probably heard their ads. They've got an interesting plan where they basically, it's a lost leader, they call it in the retail world, where they say, you know, for $39 we'll come out to your house and do an assessment on your HVAC equipment, and then also clean it and get it ready for the hot weather. And so it's a very interesting interview talking about how they came to acquire AirMax and their philosophy, and it's a very employee-centered company. They recognize that without their great employees at Fix It 24/7, they really can't do anything for homeowners. And so they do a lot of nice things for their staff there. But very, very interesting interview with Jared Dean with Fix It 24/7. And we're getting to the point. We're a Charleston Home and Design Magazine is a quarterly magazine, and this is our 24th year of doing this, and I still find it a little humorous. Right around now is when I'm dropping off magazines and Charleston Home and Design Magazine is in just about every home related showroom throughout the Charleston area where you can pick it up for free. But this is the time of our quarterly magazine where everybody starts to ask the question, when is the new one coming out? Do you have the new magazine that you're dropping off? And I have to say, no, we're a few weeks away from that. But you still have time to pick up the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we strongly suggest you do that because it's got some really fantastic content inside. The two of the major features, every spring we do a big feature on bathrooms, and we narrow it down to all of the different products that go into a bathroom, whether it be the tile, the lighting, the sinks and plumbing fixtures and showers and all that stuff. And all of the projects we've got over 60 different projects, they're all local, and we tell you exactly who performed the work. And if you like the look, you're able to, see right there on the page the companies that were responsible, and you can contact them. So you can perhaps have those companies turn the house you like into the home you love. We use that phrase sometimes for our home shows, but it's accurate here too. And then we've also got a huge feature on lighting, and lighting changing out your lighting fixtures can really change the look of your home. So a very easy way to do that. But have a great Memorial Day weekend, everyone. And now talking to us is Stacy Lance with Imagine Home. How you doing, Stacy?
I'm good.
Good. Stacy, take a moment and tell everyone about Imagine Home.
So Imagine Home operates two stores in Charleston. We have one on Daniel Island, and we have one at Freshfield Farms at Kiowa. We also are a wholesale brand. We sell to around 1,500 interior designers around the country wholesale. We do that through our online store and through a few trade shows. But we just opened Daniel Island in 2021, and we opened Kiowa just last year in 2022. And then we have two new stores opening this summer, one on Polly's Island and the other in Greenville.
Oh, terrific. Congratulations on your growth. And how long has Imagine Home been around?
So we launched Imagine Home in wholesale in 2017, so about 5 years.
Okay. And what were you doing before this? What led you to open Imagine Home?
So I was an interior designer in Atlanta for about 20 years, mm-hmm. and working with clients, doing full service interior design work for them. And I just loved the product design aspect of, the products that we were selling, and really just started to get a little burned out in my career. I mean, honestly, I just felt like I was supplying clients with beautiful homes, but I felt a little empty inside. I just kept buying things, and I felt like it was a little materialistic, if I'm going to be honest. So I met a person in 2016 who had just started a shoe company called Tom Shoes. Everybody's kind of heard of them by now. For every pair of shoes they sell, they give a pair away. Hmm. And when I met Blake Mikowski that had started Tom Shoes, I thought, well, what a great idea to make a business into a social enterprise. I mean, I loved that idea. I felt like I was an entrepreneur, and I love being an entrepreneur. But at the same time, I always felt a little empty, like I wasn't contributing anything. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I made clients happy and gave them these beautiful spaces. But at the end of the day, I never really thought about where my things were coming from that I was buying to put in clients' houses. So I volunteered and went on the first Tom shoe drop in South Africa. We gave away 50,000 pairs of shoes that winter. It was amazing. I came back to Atlanta and just really thought about how I could incorporate that same social element into my business. And that's when I had the idea for Imagine Home. So Imagine Home was born from that idea of really thinking about where the items were coming from and who I could benefit in purchasing items. So in South Africa on that trip, I bought lots of home accessories. They were mostly like wooden salad tongs and bowls that were being made by women's groups that supported their little co-ops. And then they were sold to game reserves. So lots of tourists would come and buy them. But unless you were going to South Africa to this place and it was special to you, a lot of people just they weren't buying those same type things. But because I had 20 years of experience in design work, I knew what my clients wanted to buy and what they were always looking for. So I started partnering with other co-op groups all over the world. I met these women in New York at a trade show that were all ex-Peace Corps volunteers that put me in touch with an entire group of artisans all over the world. So Imagine Home we set out to do a complete home furnishings brand that was entirely artisan made. And at the time, a lot of things were being made in China. I mean, tons of stuff was being made in China. So the idea of having things that were either made by a woman in America or a woman in Mexico or a women's group in very impoverished Africa just didn't exist at that time. So myself and a couple of designer friends of mine designed the entire line. We took it to Atlanta to America's Mart, the wholesale home furnishing show, and showed it. And the response immediately was just amazing. We left that show and went straight to New York to meet with One Kings Lane, who put my entire brand on the front page of their website. Right away it became, instantly. I think it connected with other people, especially other interior designers who felt like I did about wanting their purchases to make a difference. So we did that for several years. And then I felt like Imagine Home was ready to go into retail. So we opened two stores, one on Daniel Island and one at Kiowa. And when you come into the stores, we do full service design work. So we'll do draperies, pillows, help you pick your furniture. But at the same time, our brand is completely sustainable and ethically made.
Oh, wow. What a story. That's fantastic. And
it's been an amazing process. I mean, it's been so much fun. I've traveled all over the world, meeting with different people, making things. And then we also, what was really surprising to me is we met with other manufacturers that I didn't even know existed that were already making things with artisans. So now all of our partnerships at the store are brands that, I mean, there are a lot of brands that people have like products in their homes right now. They just didn't know the backstories. So we've been telling the backstory of some of those brands. And as we expand, we'll tell even more stories about where, because I think people in home furnishings just don't really think about like where their things are made and where they come from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like, and maybe this was part of what you were experiencing when you were an interior designer in Atlanta, is you were providing your design services for homeowners, creating beautiful homes for them, and that's it. And that's great. But it's through your story you just relayed that it seems like it's possible to still accomplish that particular goal, but then also be choosy with what types of products that you're going to be providing these homeowners, and if the products are fabricated by women and other groups in other countries, that they can benefit from that. So it's kind of like a 2-for-1.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. And I think that given the choice, like if a consumer has the choice, they would, you know, obviously pick to be able to support someone. And you spend a lot of money on your home. So to know that the money that you spent was also spread around mm-hmm. and helped other business owners. I mean, I think people do like to buy local for that reason. Like you want to help the local contractor or the local tile people or whoever it is. Like you think about that. But even taking that a step further, like where did those items actually come from? Mm-hmm. Who made them and how are you supporting them? Like, I mean, one very interesting thing that I just learned a few years ago, which has really helped our business, is that a lot of the performance fabric that we use here in Charleston, and a lot of coastal, clients love it because the performance fabrics hold up for dogs, the beach, getting wet, stained from small children. But those fabrics are being fabricated in Virginia now. And the company that owns the performance fabric went out and bought all the mills that were closing across North Carolina and Virginia and reopened them to make these performance fabrics. So as people are buying more furniture and furnishing their homes, these mills and these jobs are coming back in small towns all across America. Hmm. And that's an amazing story just in and of itself.
Yeah, nobody's bragging about, take a look at what I got from a sweatshop in Thailand or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. And sometimes the price difference is minimal. Like mm-hmm. you could have something that really supports someone, but you just didn't know, like you didn't think to ask because no one really talks about it.
Right. Well, what will someone experience when they visit one of the two showrooms here in Charleston, the one on Daniel Island and the other one on Freshfields, and the soon to be open two showrooms in one?
Yeah,
and
I think go ahead. I think a lot of people come. Sorry, I think a lot of people come into the store because they're, that's that initial need. Like I need, it's kind of twofold. We either get a customer that comes in that says, I heard about you from a friend. You guys did an amazing job for my friend. I'd like for you to help me. Or they've read an article about, our sustainability and just kind of our backstory. And they said, we think this is cool. If we're going to purchase home furnishings, we would like to support you and your endeavors. But when a customer comes in, they're immediately paired with an interior designer that works with us. So the interior designers will help guide the customer. So the customer will tell us exactly what their project is, the scope of the project, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to accomplish. And then for a complimentary design appointment is set. And we go out to the home and look at the project, spend time putting together material selections, just putting together an overall estimate of how much we think that the project, will cost. And then unlike other interior designers, we don't charge design fees. We do charge some design fees based on small aspects of things, but we are a retail-based company, which means if you come in and you're looking for furniture, window treatments, rugs, lamps, it's all kind of baked in the cake. Like you come in, you buy it, and we sell it to you, and you're done. Like it's one-stop shop. There's not an additional you know, $15,000, $20,000 design fee to do a room. It's just a one-stop service. But unlike a furniture store where you go in and you talk to a sales associate, we can actually go further. We can find designer wallpapers for you. We can put you in touch with the right people to install everything. I mean, all the way to like, you know, new tile for the bathroom or sinks, or, you know, we're doing a conservatory on Daniel Island right now on the back porch. It's just, you know, windows and a beautiful, you know, new brick pavers. But, you know, from that level of design all the way to just needing new pillows for a sofa, we're able to accommodate customers and very easily too. We make the design process seem very easy and not, you know, overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who are those two cuties in the ad I'm looking at in Charleston Home and Design magazine?
So is that the...
Looking at, are these your two daughters?
Oh, yes. On our ad. Yes. That's Caroline and Lucy. And that's a bed swing that we made for a porch on Daniel Island. Isn't that pretty? That's an artisan-made fabric that we just love.
Nice, nice. And that was one of the performance fabrics that you had mentioned?
Yes, we work with a company out of Atlanta, too, where there's artists that hand-draw patterns and then print the patterns onto fabric. And it's just amazing what they do. We can also change the color and, you know, make things that are one of a kind for different clients. But yes, that's one of our fabrics.
Well, that's great. Well, If you are in the market to improve your home, to make your home look like $1 million, to make your home look like it could be in a magazine, definitely reach out to Imagine Home. They can help you with interior design, rugs, textiles, decor, furniture, lighting, and more. And they have interior designers that put all the pieces of the puzzle together. So you get to take all the credit when your friends and family come over and say what a beautiful home you have. You can just say thank you, like you do when someone compliments you on your hair or something like that, which you had nothing to do with except go and sit in a chair, right?
Yes. Well, we make it very easy for most of our clients are the in-between. They're the client that's in between hiring a designer, but needing more help than just a sales associate at a furniture store. So that's our customer. And, you know, we have a lot of customers that know exactly what they want. They're just scared to pull the trigger because mm-hmm. you don't want to buy a $10,000 sofa and order it wrong. You know, you want to make sure that it's measured correctly. It's going to fit. It's going to last, you know, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And a lot of people have, probably the majority have never worked with an interior designer. And on the flip side of that, they don't know what they're missing. And then on the flip side, anyone who has worked with an interior designer in the past would never attempt a project without consulting with an interior designer, because they know the value, they see the value, and the vast majority of people out there who maybe have been a little timid about looking into working with an interior designer, they're really missing out. They should really look into and Imagine Home seems like a great place to start that journey and to get all the your questions answered. But how can folks get more information about Imagine Home?
Stop by one of our stores. One of our designers would be happy to help. Or you can email us just at info@imagine-home.com. And we're happy to take a look. Like I said, there's, you know, it's a complimentary design appointment to meet with you, talk about the scope of your project, and help you in any way that we can.
All right. That's great. And what a great story, Stacey.
Thank you.
I think if people, as you said, have the choice, they would rather, buy something. And that's sort of like a vote with your money. Do you want your dollars to go to China, or do you want your dollars to go to real people that are craftspeople that are working hard and really could use. So it's kind of a you get the double benefit of getting some great products and helping some people in the world. So that's fantastic. Well, we've been talking with Stacy Lance with Imagine Home. Thanks so much, Stacy.
Thank you.
And joining us now is Jared Dean with Fix It 24/7. How are you, Jared?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good. Jared, take a moment and tell everyone about Fix It 24/7.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's a lot there. We're a company that started a little over 20 years ago by MedBox. And if you're from the Charleston area, the Box family has been around for literally generations. And his dad owned an automobile service center right up here off of Rivers. And that's where our heating and air conditioning and plumbing shop is now. And so, yeah, Med started this thing a little over 20 years ago and has been servicing the whole Charleston metro area for their HVAC systems.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good. What is it about Fix It 24/7 that makes you folks different from other HVAC heating and air companies?
Yeah, that's a funny question, right? Because there's plenty of people out there that do good work and good service, but there's a lot of people out there that maybe don't care quite as much. I grew up in this industry. I'm 46. I started when I was 12 years old, believe it or not, and so I have a deep conviction for the care side of things for customers, as well as the technical side of things for air conditioning systems. And like any industry, some people can be in it for different reasons, different motives, and that comes down to core beliefs and the culture of the company. And so in the past several decades, I would just say there's a good amount of people that maybe they prefer the money and the profit side of it compared to the care side of it. Some people get that balance correct and some people don't. So, we just make sure that we do a lot of things the way Med always did them. Some things that he did automatically, we've put into writing. Our guarantees for our services are in writing, and we want everybody 100% satisfied. And we don't just say that is an inactuality. So that's a big part of it. And then also, when we go out and do maintenance on systems, that's probably one of the biggest things that sets us apart, is that this industry, for the most part, does have tune-ups or maintenance calls for systems. But a lot of techs and a lot of companies are really more interested in the repair call or the replacement, which we are too. I mean, those are two things that absolutely have to be done in our market. And so we definitely focus on those things, but we do a lot of maintenance, and we just really feel like, just like when you drive your car and you need to get that oil change, we know that air conditioners need that. Dirt is the number one killer of an air conditioner. It's pretty simple. And usually they're out of sight, out of mind, that indoor unit's under the house or up in the attic, that outdoor unit's in the backyard somewhere, and you weed it around it, and that's about it. But they really need to be maintained. They work really hard here in Charleston, and so we're super serious about our tune-ups. And we don't just come in for 20 and 30 minutes and, change the filter and tell you it's good to go. We literally take that system apart and clean parts in those systems that haven't been cleaned for 5, 6, 10, 15 years sometimes. And the stuff we find is pretty nasty. So I would say that sets us apart. We guarantee to do an actual full tune-up when we're out at people's houses, not just come out and look for a repair or look for something to sell you. We're very passionate about the tune-up side of things.
And the and what does Fix It 24/7 charge for that visit, that first visit to clean and tune up a system?
Sure. Yeah, that tune-up for any first-time homeowner that calls in is actually just $39. We know that if we get out to your house and you see what we do for $39, that you're probably going to become one of our club members. You're probably going to want us out there a couple times a year to keep it that clean and keep it running that efficient. So we run that special, especially when we're not busy. In these curb months, spring and fall, it's a perfect time to make sure that you're keeping everything clean. You really don't want to look for a tune-up in the middle of July when it's broken, because everybody's busy, right? Everybody's a week out, a week behind. So while nobody really wants to think about their air conditioner breaking, or have somebody out, right? I mean, it's the last thing you need is one more thing on your list of things to do this week. It's just one of those deals where, man, get it done now rather than have to wait a week with it broken and maybe even just over something simple that could have been caught on a tune-up in the spring.
Yeah, that makes sense. You mentioned club members. What's involved? Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
Yeah, we have a club membership that goes like by per system in the house, and it's an air conditioning and plumbing club membership because we have a plumbing department as well. And so what that includes is for that air conditioning system, we come out twice a year and do that same full tune-up. You know, we don't just say, well, it was cleaned a year ago, don't even bother looking at it. Like, we keep it clean. You know, you don't want to just wait till something's incredibly dirty to clean it. You want to keep it clean. Even just a fraction of an inch of dirt on a coil can reduce its efficiency by 10 or 20%. So you want to keep it clean, not just grimy, but actually clean. And so we'll come out twice a year and do that tune-up. And then we also, if anything is ever needed, either on that tune-up or in between those tune-ups, any type of repair or modification that you need to your air conditioner or want, you get a discount on repairs for that. And then for the plumbing, we come out once a year and do a maintenance on the plumbing system in the house. Now, a lot of people would say, what's there to maintain? You know, there's nothing running or there's no like moving parts. It's just a plumbing system. But it's one of the, it'd be kind of funny to call it an appliance, but the plumbing system in your house in reality is, right? Like, it's a system. It was engineered. It needs to operate properly. It needs to be cleaned out. It needs to make sure that it doesn't have any leaks you don't know about. So we actually do that once a year for our club members, where we stop by the house, maintain the plumbing, look over everything, make sure there's no leaks they don't know about, you know, clean aerators and faucets, all the stuff that, you know, you kind of didn't even know you wanted, but you liked that you had. And then we also flush out the water heater, whether that's a tankless or a tanked water heater, we flush those out. And the reason for that is either of those style of water heaters can end up with a lot of buildup in there, especially with our water here around Charleston. There's a lot of minerals in the water. So those minerals build up, and then that water heater just has to work harder. It's kind of like having a dirty air conditioner. It has to work harder. And this is just all dirty on the inside. So, you know, that water heater's, you might notice that your water heater doesn't quite heat up as fast as it used to, or it doesn't seem like it has the capacity that it used to. And some of that can literally just be because there's so much buildup inside of those water heaters, and manufacturers recommend them doing that yearly. But you know, most people don't do them. Again, it's out of sight, out of mind. The water's hot when I turn the faucet on, so I have nothing to worry about. But you know, the more you maintain them, the less they'll break. And so you might end up with spending a little money on maintenance, but not having some catastrophic failure that costs you a lot of money.
When you say, when you're referring to the water heaters, are you referring to tankless water heaters or the regular tank kind that need to be, need some regular maintenance?
Yeah, that could be either. So it could be an electric water heater that has a tank. It could be a gas water heater with a tank. Those are, you know, two different styles, two different applications. You know, they require two different types of service to them, but then also on the tankless as well. Tankless, you know, well, they don't have a tank, but they do have a heat exchanger that has, I guess you'd just say, really small ports for the water to flow through. And so as those ports develop and accumulate mineral deposits, those ports get smaller and smaller. Kind of imagine a straw getting smaller and smaller on the inside. And so you won't get as much hot water through. They'll restrict the water pressure. And, you know, you'll say, well, man, the water's hot. I don't know what's going on. And it really might just need to be get flushed out. And those tankless get flushed out with like a solvent, not as easy as just draining it out. You literally hook a pump system to it with a solvent. And it's pretty wild because, you know, the solvent should come back out the color that it goes in. But on the ones that haven't been maintained, it comes out pretty nasty color. And we just get those things as clean as we can, so they're efficient again, give you the capacity that you need again, and they'll last longer.
Gotcha. So Fix It 24/7 is what you folks, you mentioned, have come in with some other investors and so forth, and have really introduced a kind of a new way of presenting how heating and air conditioning and plumbing is performed here in the Charleston area. How did the existing staff take to some of these new changes that you implemented?
Yeah. So, yeah, as I said earlier, Med started the business 20 plus years ago, and I started working with Med a year to a year and a half ago here, up here in North Charleston. And, you know, his desire just to be the best company in town. And as we put our heads together between me and him and his sons, Rudy and Trevor, who work in the business, we decided that, you know, it's going to take a lot to grow in this market and really provide the things employees need to feel really good about where they work, and then provide the level of service for customers. We were just going to need some additional investment into that. So we partnered with an old friend of mine, actually I've known for about 20 years, and did that right around September 1st is when we started with that. And so that was a big change. You know, we wanted to add plumbing. The number of phone calls we would get from people that would say, "Hey, do you know a plumber?" You know, at some point you just go, "Well, let's do this. Let's do a plumbing department." And I have a plumbing and air conditioning background as well as an electrical background. So that all fit together. So we decided to rebrand to get out of the white van club, so to speak, and to change our brand to include plumbing. We like the Fix-It brand. We like what it says. And my buddy's company that did the investment, he's a Fix-It company out of actually Denver. And so, yeah, we started working with that on 9/1, and that's a big change. We had about 22 employees at the time, and one or two of those weren't a, well, stop. I'm going to take that part out. Okay. Just remember that.
No problem.
So all of that started on September 1st. We rebranded with, you know, the plumbing included in our services as well. And we have grown from those 20 plus employees to really close to about 40 now. I think we're about 38 employees. And those include, you know, more people in the call center so we can answer the calls when they come in, and more technicians in the field, and more people to do these tune-ups, more people to do any type of replacements or installation work that needs to be done, more warehouse management to take care of the logistics on parts. So, yeah, we had our existing team, I guess you'd say, that we brought through that shift. And you know, it takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of, you know, hey, where are we going, and what's it going to look like? And that's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work. But, you know, I come from heating and air, and I come from plumbing, and I come from electrical, and I've worked with dozens and dozens of companies over the years back when I did consulting. And it really comes down to one thing. I mean, the heating and air side's pretty easy. The plumbing side's pretty easy. It really comes down to the people, like who's on the bus. You know, do you treat them well? Do they trust you? Do you trust them? And I tell the team here all the time, like, you guys are going to get a year or 2 years or 5 or 10 years down the road, when you're a little older like me, you're going to look back and go, oh, that whole thing had nothing to do with air conditioning. Like, that whole thing had to do with me growing up and me developing into a better grown up for my wife or my husband and kids and my neighbors. And so that's really where we put a lot of our focus, is really in personal development, I guess you'd say. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's the technical side of our trades, but I mean, everybody does that part. So for us, it's really like, hey, who are the best people to have on the team that are going to treat our customers with respect, that go out there every day wanting to be a hero, not just wanting to collect a paycheck. And so I won't lie, it's a lot of work to you know, rebrand and start leading a team, and then add a bunch of people to that team in a short amount of time. But we just spend a lot of time together. We have company breakfasts with no, you know, agenda, no business agenda. We do our best to eat lunch together when we can. We're, you know, different guys are in the field with the other guys, and, you know, no conversations off the table. We talk about everything. I'm more of a leader that says, hey, here's where we're going, rather than it's none of your business. Mm-hmm. And so it's a family. And, so I think that's helped a lot, you know, just develop us into the team that we are now in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, I remember you when we first met. You were telling me a story about when you first introduced yourself to the existing staff, and you were telling them about some of the changes, and mm-hmm. Heating and air companies are famous for, I guess, training their technicians to not just do the technical job of fixing and or installing the equipment, but also to do some selling on top of that, and trying to convince the homeowner to change out a system or what have you. And talk about how what you mentioned to me about when the reaction of your staff when they said, so you just want us to go out and do what we're trained to do to fix and install these systems, not sell.
Yeah. And this is, that kind of goes back to what I mentioned earlier about, there's just a certain, I guess you could call it a bad habit, or probably more of a business strategy out there that's developed or evolved over the last 20, 30 years, which is, you know, do a bunch of tune-ups, but don't spend any time on ones that aren't replacement opportunities. So, you know, a homeowner, and I always think of like ethics and, you know, what somebody's assuming they're getting versus what they're getting. And so, you know, if a homeowner says, okay, I want a $39 tune-up, and then all a company does is go out there, and if it's 4 years old, it's not a replacement opportunity. And so I'm only going to spend 10 minutes on it, you know, get me to another call that's a replacement opportunity. So unfortunately, there's a, not every company for sure, but there's a good amount of people out there that has become almost like ethical in this business. And I read a book years ago called There's No Such Thing as Business Ethics. And it struck me because I saw it in the airport and I was like, oh man, what the heck does this thing even mean? But the whole point was, there's no such thing as business ethics. There's just ethics. And so coming from the trade, I have a deep conviction that if you're going to tell somebody you're going to come out to, you know, diagnose the problem with the system or come out and tune up the system, well, then that's what you're coming out there to do. So if you come out there and it's 15 years old and not running well, you don't just say, hey, why would I even waste my time tuning up your system? You just need a new one. Well, you don't know that person's finances. You don't know what they really need in their life. That's none of your business. That's the homeowner's business, right? And so we just always say, do what you came there to do. So I was going over some of those things with the technicians that are here and been here a long time. And I just said, hey, you know, for, you know, we've been doing these tune-ups for, you know, X amount of dollars for a long time, but we're going to do them for an introductory rate, but we're still going to do the whole tune-up. And I was just explaining things to them. And, you know, a lot of these guys have worked in the industry for a while in Charleston and other areas. And when I got done telling them what we would do on every tune-up, no matter what, they literally looked at me and said, so like, we're the guys that are going to actually do it. And I said, well, that's a good way of putting it. And their point was, they said, so you're going to give us as much time as we need to do an amazing job on these tune-ups. And I said, absolutely. And so, you know, there's that thing where unintentionally they've learned, you know, at different companies, like, hey, this is what we're doing. We're really just putting out a big net. And the ones that aren't replacement opportunities, just skip through those real quick and get to one that's a replacement opportunity. And again, this is not every company, but it does run rampant out there. And what's sad about that is the ethical side, the care side, is you as a homeowner, you did what really you should do. You called a company, you asked them to come and maintain your system. They came out. You don't know what they're doing, right? So you assume they're doing whatever it is they do. And they're gone a half an hour later. For all you know, they were on TikTok for 20 minutes of it. And you didn't get anything cleaned or anything taken apart. So we clean the coils. We pull the whole blower assembly out, which is not fun, by the way. But we pull the whole blower assembly out, clean the blower wheel, clean that blower motor off so that it doesn't have that dirt and grease all over it. Because if there's dirt all over it, it's going to run hotter. It's going to fail sooner. It's not going to last as long. It's going to cost you hundreds of dollars way sooner than it needs to. Cleaning the blower wheel itself makes sure that that it's blowing the amount of air that needs to be blown. If a blower wheel is dirty, it won't blow as much air as it needs. So, you know, as that thing gets older and you're like, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to run like it used to. You're right. Probably just because it's dirty. It's pretty simple. So, you know, a typical tune-up for us will last anywhere from an hour or two, depending on access to the system and, you know, what type of system it is, getting it apart and cleaning it. Some are more complicated than others, but there's no way to do a good tune-up on a system, you know, in 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's just too much to do. So even though we might go out and do that for $39, it probably costs us $150 to $200 with, you know, labor and gas and insurance and overhead and all those things. And some people, that's all they need. They need a $39 tune-up. Some people, there'll be a part that, you know what, it's bad or has been bad, or there'll be a drain that has been clogged for a long time that needs to be rerun. I mean, there's lots of things that can be found, but my guys like it because, hey, just go out there and do the thing and tell them exactly what's going on with their system. And if they need a repair or want a repair, let them buy it. But I always just said, educate and let people buy if they want it. Mm-hmm. So it takes them out of that salesperson seat. My guys, our technicians aren't allowed to sell systems. They don't sell replacement systems.
That's interesting because, and I have the highest respect for HVAC technicians in particular, because they have to know so many different trades, right? They have to know electrical. They have to know, there's some plumbing aspects that go into a system to, and then they also need to know the mechanical end of what's involved with repairing and installing a new the heating and air system. So to you know, that's enough for any one person to have to concentrate on, and then to pressure them to also have to do some selling on top of that is not ideal. And some of these technicians, there's a reason they're not in sales. You know, they prefer to work with their hands, and they're good at that. And so that must be a breath of fresh air for the staff at Fix-It 24/7 to not have that pressure of having to close deals in addition to doing the repairs.
That's right. And, you know, again, we're techs. Like, I'm still a technician. I just don't work on air conditioners. I work on people and companies and budgets and marketing. You know, I still am looking for, hey, what's working, what's not working, and how do we fix it? And so that's how we're wired. And the last thing most any of us want to do is even talk about the money side of thing. I always remember saying, man, wouldn't it be neat if we were just like funded and we just went out and did this for free? We found what was wrong at your house. We fixed the whole thing. We didn't have to talk about the money side of it. It would be a blast. So what they get to do is, you know, go out, and whether it's diagnosing a broken system or tuning up a system that's, you know, running, is go out, do what they came out there to do, a full diagnostic on it. Because in my mind, you know, what that means to me is, okay, if I'm driving to California next week, I'm probably going to take my car to a mechanic that I trust and say, hey, change the oil, rotate the tires. And if you see anything that's going to leave me broken down in like Nebraska, tell me now. And I can decide whether I want to risk it or I want to go ahead and fix it. And so that's what our guys do is, you know, when they're in there, obviously, if they notice something that's not right, they should bring it to your attention. But they're not just going to fix it and bill you. You know, they're going to say, hey, here's this thing here. It's 100% broken. You need to do this. Or, hey, there's this part. It's about half worn out. It might make it through the summer. It might make it 3 years. But if you want, we can go ahead and be proactive and fix it, or just leave it. That's up to you. Mm-hmm. So that's really what they do. And in my mind, that's not selling. That's literally doing your job as a tech. It would be worse to be so scared to bring up any repairs that you, Tim, think everything's great. The guy was just here and he was too scared to bring up that, you know, your blower motor was about to go out, or, you know, you had a bad capacitor, or your thermostat was on the fritz. You would rather know that and be allowed to say, I want to fix it, or I don't want to fix it. Mm-hmm. So,
yep, that's true. A couple more questions. We're almost out of time, but, I did want to mention my experience. We had, Fix-It 24/7 out to our home recently, and a couple of observations that I wanted to share. Number one, there was a gas line that when the house was built in 2009, they installed the part where the gas line was capped off was galvanized, and galvanized steel will rust and eventually give way. And every now and then I would catch a whiff of natural gas and wonder what that. Sometimes you hear that, like when the compressor outside is kicking, or smell it when the compressor kicks on. But the technician for Fix It 24/7 found the leak, and the holes in this gas line were not like pinholes. They were big, and who knows, you know, how dangerous that could have been, and how much money was being wasted. The system was pumping out cool air, but one of the blower motors was not operating up to capacity, and it was just kind of spinning very slowly. And it was fine in the springtime when the temperatures aren't that hot, but we would have definitely noticed it once things you know, really heated up for summer. So you folks are actually coming out came out last week to repair that, to replace the blower motor. So I don't know. I was very impressed. And my wife was too, that, and believe it or not, we had worked with MedBox with the, with his company that you're involved with now, and his technicians had been out to our house previously, so they were familiar with the system. So that was it was a very good experience, and I just wanted to mention that about that.
Awesome.
Back to the questions, is there anything that a homeowner can do to help maintain their system on their own? Like maybe most of these systems might be on like a wooden stand or something like that. Should they keep the grass trimmed around it, or is there anything that you can suggest that they do to help extend the life of their equipment?
Absolutely. And some of them are the simplest things. You know, everybody knows to change their filter, and, you know, people will call in here with a problem, and sometimes we'll say, yeah, when's the last time you changed your filter? Oh yeah, I keep that filter. I keep that filter clean, man. I'm nuts about that. And then you go out to their house and they'll have like a filter that looks like it's been in there since 1962, you know? So, you know, we're back to that same thing. It's really not that complicated. Keep it clean. Like, keep that filter clean. Sometimes you have filters, you know, in the intake grill in the house. Sometimes there's just a filter at the actual unit, the indoor unit itself. But either way, make sure that's clean, and cleaner the better. So don't worry about, well, this one's not super clogged yet, you know? Okay, well, you're going to save $5 or $10 by getting an extra month out of that filter. But what's it costing you on your electric bill, because that poor air conditioner can barely breathe? You know, it's like running a marathon, you know, with a, you know, breathing through a straw in the summertime. So, you know, if the one you have in there is a little dirty, well, replace it. It's time to go, because the dirtier it gets, the less air that can come through that thing. And if that thing's restricted, you're already paying for a new filter on your electric bill. The second thing would be kind of like what you just mentioned, that outdoor unit. So the same thing, that outdoor unit needs to get air drawing through it. It's designed to have 100%, you know, of its capacity of air to go through that unit. So if there's, you know, some lawn chairs leaned up against the side of it, or yeah, you've got long grass that's come up around, or you think you're super cool and you're going to build this little tight, you know, cabinet or fencing thing around that outside unit to hide it from the road, but you put it too close to it and it can't breathe, it's not going to work well. It's going to run hot. It's going to cause a lot more electricity to be used. You'll be overpaying on that utility bill. And it could really, you could end up with some catastrophic failure, because that system is designed to draw a certain amount of air through it. So yeah, just making sure that filter's clean. The other thing for inside would be, sometimes people will put furniture, you know, in front of one of those intake grills. And it's the same thing. You've just blocked off all or half or a third of the air that indoor unit's trying to get through it. So you just, you got to let it breathe. Simple, but it's what we see the most, is dirty filters, a bunch of registers shut off because we only want to cool this one room. Well, it's not how that works. That system was designed to cool the house. So if you shut off 10 of 13 registers, you know, it's literally like breathing through a straw. How well would you be able to run the marathon breathing through a straw, right?
Yeah, that's true. Do you recommend the 1 month filters or the ones that can last 3 months or the kind that are kind of pleated and look, they're more expensive, a little more heavy duty type filters?
It really depends on the application. And I say that because, you know, if you already have limited filter space, you know, let's say it's a 20 by 20 and, you know, that's limited for your sized system. So it's a little bit subjective. You could put something in there that's too restrictive. So you got to be careful of that. But if you have several filters and you put some of those pleated ones in, obviously the ones with the higher MERV rating are going to filter more, which also means they're going to get dirtier quicker. So some people go, man, I don't use those MERV filters anymore because good grief, they just get dirty all the time. And literally it's like, well, if you say that out loud, it sounds pretty stupid because the whole point is for that thing to get dirty, right? So, and then also comes down to, do they have any type of allergies, asthma? Do any of those dust particles affect you, which they affect a lot of us? And, you know, a lot of people will go to Home Depot and they'll get the MERV 11 or the MERV 12, and this one says allergens or whatever, but you really got to read the fine print because those are good for getting dust out of the air, but the stuff that actually affects our lungs, hardly any filtration, any regular filters actually will filter that out of the air. You really need some indoor air quality products like some electronic air cleaners to actually get the stuff that gets into your bloodstream or gets into your lungs. And so better filter, the better. Make sure it's not too restrictive. And if it's the better filter you put it in there, be ready to replace it more often because it's doing its job. It's going to get dirty quicker.
Gotcha. And one last question before we go. Is Fixit 24/7? Are you looking to hire any experienced technicians that might be looking for a new start?
Always. It's always right people. So, you know, we've got a bus, so to speak, here. And so, you know, we do our best to get the right people on that bus. And right doesn't always mean most talented or best or whatever. It typically just means right. Like, are we going to fit? And so, you know, I would say if somebody's listening and interested in something like that, you know, we're looking for people that want to be part of a family. We're not looking for Lone Rangers. We're looking for people that want to be supported from a family here at the office, supported in the field. We want things done correctly. So if you're the type that goes out and likes to take shortcuts and just try to make money, you won't fit in. It won't last. We'll find out really fast. And so that ethical moral line doesn't really have any bend to it. You know, if you're a liar, you're going to get fired. You know, if you shortcut everybody, we're going to let you go unless you want to develop. So we love to develop people. And so we're looking for HVAC techs. We're also looking for plumbing technicians as well. And still a few more people in the office. You know, summer's going to get really busy. So it's one of those deals where you get into your busy season and you never have enough. You know, every company, even if you have 500 employees, you needed 50 more, you know. So we're really scaling up. Hiring four more technicians right now and two more plumbers. And so that's really the thing. It's do you want to be developed? Are you coachable? We look for chemistry, a good chemistry part of the team. Do you have good character and are you coachable? And it takes longer to find those people for the team. We go through a lot of interviews and, you know, it just doesn't, it, something's missing. And so it takes us longer to hire, but I would rather take longer to put the team together than put it together fast and have it frustrating for people or a fragile team, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll take our time building that.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Fixit 24/7?
Yeah, you can go right to our website, fixmyhome247.com. That's fixmyhome247.com. Or you could always give us a call at 843-388-8888. 843-388-8888.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Jared Dean with Fixit 24/7. Thanks so much, Jared.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me. It was awesome. Talking about a home.
talking about a home. You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.